The lights are on red. We're away.
Welcome to MotoGP OD, the internet radio show about motorcycle road racing. Today is Friday, November 27th. This is episode 205. My name is Jules Cheesek. I'm here with Jim Race. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing great. I'm pretty much full of turkey. It's Thanksgiving here in the United States, and this is a holiday where pretty much everybody goes out and gets stuffed full of food. And which would mean it's Thursday technically, but well, you know, it's already Friday overseas. So, but yeah, how about you?
Yeah, I'm entering a coma pretty soon, so we're going to keep this kind of very. This is going to be a very short show. There's not much going on in news, so we're just going to run through a couple of things, and we'll call it a show. And you know, we'll be back with a longer show next week.
Yeah, you know, you got some incredible feedback. This last week, the interview that you did with Keith Code was fantastic.
You know, the thing is with Keith is that you just let him talk. I mean, the guy is such a super cool guy. I mean, that was one of the most enjoyable. I just sat back and listened to the guy. You know, the insights were fantastic. If you have not heard show 204, I highly recommend going back to 204. The whole show actually was really fun, including our little fuel argument. You haven't heard it yet. If you're having problems with the website, we are working on it. We are very aware of the issue with the downloads and sometimes the play doesn't work. We are working on that. It seems like I think I have it figured out. So even when it happens, now I know how to fix it. But if you see it happening, pop us an email, motogpod@motogpod.com or just race@motogpod.com for Jim and popmonkey@motogpod.com for me. And let us know. And then we'll get right on and try to fix that. It's been very annoying. It has to do with our hosting provider, and we're still trying to figure it out. There's a couple of people working on it that I want to really thank Simon Roberts, who built the website. And he's been trying to figure it out. This is a very tricky problem to figure out because it's intermittent, and that's the worst kind of problem you can have because usually it works when you're debugging it. So anyway, if you see the problems, if you had problems last week with that show, definitely worth going back and trying again. It should be working now for that episode. And the other thing we mentioned last week, we were asking people to write in their top 15 riders. We've gotten some fantastic responses. We really are appreciating the stuff that is being sent in. We'll go over the full results next show and who sent in what kind of stuff. Cause we're getting some, not just lists, but like, explanations of why people came up with the things, and they're fascinating to read because there's a lot of different opinions, and it's great to hear from you guys about all this stuff. So the response has been great, but I wanted to clarify that we are doing just write in 15 riders that can be from MotoGP. If you want to throw some 250 rider or 125 cc riders in there, go ahead, but just one list of 15. You don't have to send us like multiple lists or anything like that. And that's going to 204@motogpod.com.
I think the depth of the responses that we've gotten has been, frankly, to me, really amazing. Because it's clear that people actually are very passionate about the subject and are willing to write about it in detail. And getting that kind of response back, Jules, is the kind of thing that just blows me away. You know, granted, this might be the off season and where people are just like, you know, craning for something to do. But thank you, everybody. And it's great to see. And we'll compile all that stuff together. And good Lord, you know, I hope I'm not putting this in the spreadsheet, dude. You're doing it.
Yeah, no, I've written a program in Python that will crunch all these names. I just have to make sure that everybody's name is spelled correctly.
You're such a geek. All right. Good. But yeah, and thanks again to Simon Roberts. And, you know, if at any moment that you can't get MotoGPOD from our website or anything, if you just pop MotoGPOD into Google, you can download it from anywhere. We're picked up on and syndicated throughout the net.
And in the show notes, I'm going to stick a link that you can use for the RSS feed.
Yeah.
That if you subscribe to the RSS feed, we'll get you to the FeedBurner version, which that gets downloaded correctly, and that one's always available. So you can pop it into your browser, and it'll dress it up nicely, and you can click on the show.
Yeah, I actually use iGoogle for that, and it'll put it in a nice little template, and you can totally look at that stuff. Anyway, I don't. Should we even, Jules? Let's do just a small clarification of what's going on in 2012 or 2011.
Okay.
So I think some people took us a bit the wrong way the last time. And frankly, my big argument, which was more of a personal preference, was the fuel thing, you know, just give more fuel, but that's not going to happen. That doesn't look like the direction it's going to go. What we're looking at, and it sounds like it's more and more firm now, and it's actually going to happen, is there's going to be, so we're looking at 2012, maybe 2011, who knows? It kind of depends upon what Espoleta puts forth and allows, right? We're looking at perhaps 800cc, the current 800cc bikes. We're looking at 1,000cc prototype bikes, but limited, depending upon either ECU or, you know, the dreaded NASCAR-ish throttle plates. And then 1,000cc production-based bikes, which is what you're kind of going to have for the cheaper team. So if you take an R1 motor, you know, we talked about this before. Go all the way back to the WCM days. Take, and Peter Clifford, take a 1,000cc bike, modify the heads, modify the intake, modify the exhaust. Is it really an R1 motor anymore? Well, not if you cast your own heads and you're building a shorter stroke. So it has some interest, and I think it's going to go. The whole point, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's just to fill out the grid, right?
Yes, totally. I think that there's also a
cost cutting.
Well, cost cutting equals, you know, a bigger grid.
Yeah.
But I think that I basically think that the 800s are just weird bikes, you know, and getting something closer to what the companies are producing anyway. It's not just about the cost cutting, but I think it just makes it easier for the engineers to think about the same problems that they see with the bigger displacement and all that kind of stuff. And I think one of the confusion points was that last week when we were talking about it, I think I used used the word spec. We weren't talking about spec engines, but obviously we were talking about this 1,000 production is what we meant to say. I don't remember who said it, but one of us said spec instead of production, and we were talking about production. Based motors, not spec motors. So it's not going to be a spec motor the way that there is in Moto 2.
Yeah, well, and I think on top of that, one of the things that people are looking for as well, and I do not believe this is going to happen, is the old light it up out of a corner, because the old style that we had of the 990s days, because I think electronics have come too far, and unless we have a spec ECU, which will never happen, because you there's no such thing, and I don't want such a thing. They're far too sophisticated.
Yeah, exactly. There's no stepping backwards into technology. Although I think that there's going to riding style has been evolving as, you know, tires get grippier, motors get stronger. Motors eventually strengthen the grip of the tires, and then you start sliding again, and the tires get better, and so on. So there's definitely like this weeble wobble kind of effect. You know, we've definitely seen that in the 60s, 70s. It was definitely pronounced in the 990s. That wave may start to oscillate a little bit with a little less amplitude. Now I'm really getting geeky, but you know what I'm saying is, like, it's going to smooth out, so we're not going to see these giant changes, which is good, because I think that's part of the reason why the costs are so high is because with the rule changes that came into 800s, we're still reeling from that change. We're pumping huge amounts of research into this series of motorcycles. If we had stayed with the 990s, I think technology still would have been coming. It's just that it wouldn't have been as expensive because there were some things that were already figured out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're trying to eke every last little, you know, smidgen out of an engine that is, you know, technically underpowered and you still want to have a bike that will break lap records, there's nothing you can do. Now, I have noticed that there has been no mention, and frankly, I think it's a good thing that there is any safety issue to going back to the larger engines, because I think that was a smoke screen and probably a red herring in the first place.
Exactly.
And that's fine. You know, with the exception of like, Kato, at Suzuka on the 990, there really weren't any people that, perhaps got bit by the 990 bug. Right. Will it be good? You know, we'll have to wait and see. And frankly, there's so many changes. You and I both want the same thing. We want some rule stability. We want to be able to settle down and see a championship run for a couple of years under similar circumstances so we can make similar comparisons.
Oh, well, I think a lot of the teams really want that, because it's just, you know, it's like you have to throw a lot of the stuff away each season.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and it's really sad too, because, you know, the companies like Honda and Yamaha, those are the kind of Honda especially, those kind of companies are probably going to, you know, crush their bikes. God, I just hate thinking about something like that.
Well, basically, nobody really knows what's going to happen. It's all conjecture, you know, based on conjecture. So,
yeah.
So, but it's good. I think it's actually good to keep this 800 formula as the core. Introduce some other things rather than like change the entire formula again. Like that's actually a heartening thing to see that Dorna is not going to go, oh, let's try yet another formula, you know, keep the 800s, because they're doing fine now. We're starting to get good racing again, which is what we wanted. The factories are starting to stabilize. You know, I wish there was more bikes on the grid. We'll see what happens 2011, 2012, you know, there's going to be a lot of talking about this stuff. My big worry is that we're going to lose another manufacturer. So let's just hope Suzuki stays in there.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Yeah. I'm not really sure. There is also a part of me that's like, you know, I hate the confusion of waiting, but I think things will shake themselves out. And clearly this started from Dorna and Erda. Now, and I kind of had it backwards before, because I thought it went from the MSA back up, but it looks like it went in the other direction. So we'll see. And I hope it comes out well. And as the winter, or the cold, dead winter goes on, we'll know and we'll have more information.
Before we leave that, I do want to say that I actually want time to pass before and have them thinking about this stuff. Then what happened with the last few major decisions, which basically were like almost knee jerkish,
yeah.
You know, the engine limit rule and the rookies rule and the, I don't know, there was a bunch of things that just came out like snap, 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 and they became rules. So I want to see this thing thought out. The factors can think about it. Erda can think about it. The FIM can think about it. The bros from World Superbikes can put in their complaints. All the legal battles can be fought out before this actually goes into play, and then, you know, we'll be good.
toss the idea in a crock pot for 8 hours and see what happens, right?
Exactly.
Every month. And if anybody else has thoughts on that, feel free to let us know, and I'm sure you will. And we've had plenty of response on that too. You know, you guys are really great about writing in, and we're Jules is actually better than I am about writing back, but thank you for your cards and letters, and your e-cards and e-letters. We appreciate it. In kind of some interesting news on the GP side, and Moto 2, and, you know, the mystery show that will come someday, we're just kind of waiting for things to solidify, aren't we? Aprilia, is apparently pulled out of Moto 2, and at least from what I have read and gotten from their press releases, I kind of boil it down. They want to focus on a potential return to MotoGP, which, as I've said all along, Jules, the RSV4 is basically a MotoGP bike in disguise.
Yep.
And if they go to this new formula, which is essentially a shorter stroke with an 80 to 82 millimeter bore, It wouldn't be that hard to put that bike into that stretch. And in fact, on the same note, the BMW is already in that very range. So I think that's something they might be targeting.
And a 40-year-old Max Biaggi will be riding it in 2011.
And why wouldn't that be?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, come back. Yeah, he'd throw a blow up Claudia Schiffer on the back of his bike. But they've been working pretty hard with their chassis. So, they've been building chassis for Aspar to run, and Aspar had already actually done some testing with them. And it sounds like maybe not, don't know yet. As of right now, Aspar may continue the development work on that, which would be kind of cool. But there's a lot of people that are speculating, like, Aprilia doesn't want to be associated with a Honda Engine Championship. Well, I just want to point out that Aprilia has been running with other manufacturers' engines for a long time. Suzuki, Rotax. So those of you that are like poo-pooing, they're running away from it. They're not. I think it's more a position of repositioning themselves for a potential focus either on, well, of course, on World Superbike because they've done so well there, and maybe a return to MotoGP then. An act of pride.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Just as long as the cube doesn't come back, it's all good.
Well, the flaming cube. All right, I think that's about it. You want to wrap it up?
Yeah. So anyway, for those of you in the U.S., happy Thanksgiving, a little belated. For those of you not in the U.S., happy Thanksgiving, belated. This last weekend, I just wanted to give a shout out to Adam Silver and the whole crew that manned the San Mateo International Motorcycle Show. We had the Riders for Health booth over there. I was hanging out there on Saturday. Met a couple of listeners. That was very cool. We raised some money, and I just wanted to I don't think we've ever really plugged Riders that much on the show, but it is a fantastic charity. It's extremely easy for a fan of motorcycles to understand. For example, $20, you donate $20 to Riders for Health, that buys fuel. You donate $50, that buys a helmet. You donate $100, that buys training for a rider. You donate up to $3,500 buys an entire machine toolkit to repair these things. So the bikes. So
$1 million will get you Angelina Jolie on your doorstep.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
Is this Riders for Health we're talking about?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. That was something else.
Okay. Anyway, so it's an amazing charity, and it was really fun just being at the show and being kind of like in this mall area with people shopping around, kind of stopping by and like having no idea who we were, and explaining to them, and people going lighting up, and just it's so easy to understand like how motorcycles can actually be used to save lives. And so thank you for all those people who donated. We sold some photos that I took and that Scott Jones took. We did some raffling off of some Rossi and Lorenzo signed flips and blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
What were I saw the pictures. Did you or Scott have some of your photos actually printed on canvas?
Yeah, I printed mine on canvas.
That was really cool. I want to see one. Can I have one? How much it's going to cost me?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll donate it to Riders for Health, and you can buy it from them.
Okay. We'll work something out on the backside.
Right.
Yeah.
One of those photos actually is a photo from Turn 2 at Indy right at the start of the race, which I also integrated into a little Firefox. As you can tell, I've been bored because we haven't had that much to talk about. So I put together a little persona for Firefox. If you use Firefox and you use the personas, I'll put a link up for it. It's kind of goofy. It's just basically three photos from that series at Indy.
It's pretty badass.
It looks cool. It looks cool. Yeah. I got to say, it came out nice.
Essentially, what it does is it personalizes your browser and gives you a nice full leaning thing across the top of your board, and you got the whole field streaming into a corner. Yeah, there's a couple of glitches, and that's mostly the Firefox side. But I'm digging it, and I'm using it, and I thank you for that. It's kind of a nice, you know, when the browser pops up first thing in the day, and you know, you look up at the top, you're like, ah, my favorite thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think that's about it. We'll see what happens next week. We should have some interesting news. You know, we are getting into kind of the dead time, if you will. You know, I'm hearing glints and glimmers from all over the place. And so, folks, thanks for sticking with us. And thank you for listening. And again, feel free to write in.
Just a heads up, we will be going off the air at the end of the year for the holidays. So there will probably be maybe a 2-week break during which we won't have any episodes. But that's at the end of December. We've got a bunch of shows to do that before then. So, you know, stay safe out there. And, you know, those of you who are still riding, you know, the weather's getting cold, so make sure that you warm up your tires and stuff.
There, a lot of our listeners are down in Australia, and they're like totally loving summer right now.
Yeah. They're laughing. They're laughing.
At yeah, they're like cold. Yeah. All right. Cheers, folks. Ride on, and ride on too.
Ciao.